Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. We're glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Do you have some stress in your life? Well, we're going to talk about how to deal with it today. Something a little bit different. Heidi Thompson is here, and she's going to be talking about a breathing technique that will help you deal with stress. Now, this is pretty cool. You want to be sure and stay tuned for this. Now, during my interview with Heidi, there were these lawnmowers going outside the window here, and so you can hear those in the background. But Heidi's got some great information, and we're going to get after it right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. You know what time it is. It's time to talk about the Jam Buddy chord chart. Those of you out there that like to play music, I'm telling you, this thing is cool. You want to check it out. It teaches you something called the Nashville numbering system. It makes you more viable as a player. The way you find it is you just look over to the right of the podcast and you click on the link that says the Jam Buddy chord chart, and it'll take you right to it. You want to be sure and check this out if you're into playing music. It's the Jam Buddy chord chart. Welcome back. My special guest today is Heidi Thompson. She's written a book called Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. She knows how to deal with stress, and I told her that if she could tell me how to deal with stress, then she was on the show. There's nobody like an ex-offender that's trying to get back on their feet that knows more about stress. Heidi, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Your book, once again, is called Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am now in my mid-50s, so I've been doing breath awareness, this technique that I've written about, for about 30 years, and I guess I'm an artist. I mean, I studied art in the 70s, actually, and I've been painting since, but I guess...
Let me stop you right there. Hold on, Heidi.
Meditation seriously, so that's a little bit about myself.
Well, hang on there, because I looked at some of your art. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
It's very cool, and we'll talk about how to get to that a little bit later. Okay, here we go. You know, Heidi, the people listening to this show are ex-offenders primarily, their families and their loved ones, and one of the reasons, if we could get serious here for a second, that people... commit crimes is that they're unable, particularly crimes that are related to drug offenses, they're unable to deal with the stressors in their life without leaning on some sort of an addiction. And when you tell me that you can help me relieve myself of some stress, that sends up a good message out there. And I want you to tell me a little bit about this breath awareness. What exactly is it?
Well, first of all, to address your concerns about the people who may be listening, this technique is very helpful for people who have become addicted to substances or addicted to conditions and behaviors that end up putting them in undesirable situations in life. So this technique actually changes conditioning And that's at a very deep level, at the subconscious level. And it also helps you break habits, which are also conditioned behaviors. It's a very profound technique, and I can go into explaining how it works because some people might be mystified by it.
I wish you would. Give us a little bit of a sample of how this works.
Yeah. Well, breath awareness, first to explain the technique, is simply sitting in a quiet place with, you know, your back straight and focusing on the touch of breath. So the whole technique is focusing on sensations, which is the tickling of the breath and the warmth of breath as it passes over that small area just below your nostrils. So you're focusing on sensations. Now, this is the key, because sensations underlie all our conditioned behavior, and especially our addictions to things. We're not addicted to drugs. We're addicted to the sensation that they give us. So if a drug gives us a sensation of calm, well, we get addicted to it because, you know, we want to be calm, so we start taking these drugs that help us feel calm. Unfortunately, they compromise your mental health eventually and your physical health. But it's all about sensations. So breath awareness, if you practice it every day, especially if you can work up to a half an hour to an hour, you're retraining your way that you react to sensations. For example, you're sitting there and you start feeling really irritable. And normally you might reach for some substance to distract yourself or change this irritable feeling. Mm-hmm. However, in breath awareness, you actually sit there, you endure that feeling, you bear with it, you observe it. And as you're observing the feeling, it's a sensation of irritability, you're actually changing your reaction to it. So every day, if you can take, you know, you start with baby steps, you take 5 minutes, and you sit for 5 minutes focusing on sensations, and you make a commitment not to get up from your exercise until 5 minutes is up. During the 5 minutes, you're retraining deep conditioned behavior. And you'll notice right away, little tiny things start changing. Next time you're reaching for a substance, whether it's alcohol or drugs or even, you know, whatever it is,
candy
you
bars.
Might pause for a second and then make a choice. Oh, shall I reach for it or not? Like, it gives you a chance to choose. It's hard to explain in a few minutes, but there's the beginning of it.
Well, I was sitting here kind of trying it while you were explaining it. It sounds an awful lot like meditation to me.
Pardon?
It sounds an awful lot like meditation to me.
Breath awareness is definitely a meditation technique. It's mm-hmm. been done for 5,000 years. It's being used even today by millions of people as a meditation. But whatever we call it, what it does is calms the mind and focuses the mind and works at an unconscious level to change conditioning. And yes, meditation is definitely a word you could use to it. And you can use it as meditation if that's a word that's familiar to mm-hmm. you. But I call it more of a focused training exercise. Mm-hmm. Because meditation has its connotations, and some people are the, you know, they think it's religious or something. So
right.
I try to stay away from the word. But more and more people are accepting it as a good way to train the mind and calm down.
And we've mentioned how it could help us resist things like substance abuse, but it would also help in terms of like anger management, correct?
Fear management, absolutely. Because again, fear, anxiety, those are sort of subconscious reactions to things that are happening out of our control. It's like when we get up on stage and we start experiencing fear. It's not that we want to experience fear. It's things are reacting out of our control at a subconscious level. So if we do an exercise and start working at that deeper level, very gradually we can start changing our fear reaction. And it just takes practice, but it does work. It's an amazing, it's a very powerful technique.
We're going to take a short break. Heidi, when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more with you
about your book. The book is called Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. We're going to take a short break. My name is Randy Mathers. You're on the Journey of Hope. Hey.
We got some great shows coming up here in the next few weeks on the Journey of Hope. We have Jim Donovan, Donna Rinaldi, and Dan and Penny Lucenort. The Reverend Dan and Penny Lucenort are going to be here to talk about what married life can be like after incarceration. This is going to be an important show. They're going to be talking to offenders who have been able to keep their marriages intact during the incarceration period, and they're going to speak on how to maintain that marriage once somebody comes home from a long incarceration. Very important show. Now, let's get back to our interview with Heidi Thompson, who's talking about her book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, as she teaches us more about breathing techniques and meditation to help us relieve stress.
Does it lower your heart rate? Does it decrease your pulse? The physiological effects, could you address that for us?
Yes, well, even if you were practicing right now as I'm speaking on the phone, you're focusing on your breath, and you're feeling the breath, immediately you'll start to feel that your heart rate starts to get sort of slower, and this also affects your blood pressure. It starts to come down. Your mind isn't racing around, which is causing also stress and higher heart rate, because you're focused on one thing. So all of these things cause immediate physiological changes in your body, and then you can't feel the stress like you did before because the stress hormones have gone. Like, it does increase your dopamine levels and serotonin levels, and these are your feel-good hormones. So it's almost like taking drugs. So if you're doing it but you're not taking drugs, you are changing your biochemicals in your body. And this is important, because once you know you have the power to do that, you're in control of your life a lot more than you were before.
What about pain management? Can you use breath awareness for pain management?
Pain management. Again, they're proving in science that by doing breath awareness and meditation techniques, you develop parts of your brain that can actually deal with pain better. You have more pain tolerance. And as well, if you're feeling pain right now and you start calming down your mind, you will reduce the perception and the feeling of pain just because your mind is calm. And a lot of people use it through all sorts of very severe pain painful situations, whether that's psychological or emotional or physical, you actually calm the mind. This calms your reaction to the pain. So sometimes pain is more severe if you keep reacting to it, but if you can calm your reaction to it, then the pain will be more manageable.
One of the really cool things, approaches that you've taken here that I really, really like is, you know, if you buy the book and you read it, you can teach these techniques to your children. And so how do these kinds of techniques, if we wanted to teach them to our children, what kind of benefits would our children get from that?
Well, the benefits are huge. Unfortunately, children today are subject to a lot of stressors that we didn't have when we were children. And they're developing attention deficit, they're becoming hyperactive, they're getting addicted to computers. You know, it's not drug abuse, but it is a type of drug abuse. And the poor children are coming into the world with very few tools on how to focus, how to calm down, and how to feel better about themselves. So my goal for writing the book is to give parents a tool where they can learn the technique and then start introducing it to their children as young as 2 and 3 years old. You can start teaching them the technique on how to watch your breath, how to do breath awareness. And children pick up on it right away. They feel better right away. And they start strengthening their focus, which lets them learn better. And so all around, they start realizing, oh, this is really beneficial. And children are pretty smart. So you can teach children and really give them a chance in life, because if you don't, the brain doesn't develop. It doesn't develop those things it needs to be a happy, healthy, focused adult. And I think we have to, more than ever before, train our children in this area of education.
All right. Heidi, how can we get a hold of your book? Where do we find that on the internet?
The book is available on my website, which is calmfocusjoy.com, and I'm sending it out free shipping, so that, you know, makes it easier. But I've also noticed it on Amazon for a very good price, and Barnes & Noble, so it's everywhere. You just have to type in the title, and it will come up.
Well, we'll put a link up here next to the podcast. The book is called Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. Heidi Thompson, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you, Rodney. I really was happy to speak with you.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, a little bit more. We'll be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on Journey of Hope.
Like being where no horses have been at, but I live live in the city.
Hey out there, send me some mail. You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney @yahoo.com. I'd really like to know how things are going for you, or any problems or concerns that you're having with your reintegration that we haven't addressed on the show. And if you've got some good ideas, we might even have you on to talk about it. So drop me a line, okay? It's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. It's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Hope to hear from you soon.
Line dancing looks like it really sucks, and I don't own a gun or want to freeze hunting deer. Can't stand the taste of that damn Lone Star beer, but I live in the city. Where I belong, ain't got a plow no fields to write a country song on. Don't have to live in no sticks to like a country music mix. Ain't got to live in no sticks.
Wow, we've come to the end of another podcast. I want to thank my special guest, Heidi Thompson. Remember, her book is called Calm, Focus, Joy. And I wanted to let you know that I tried some of these breathing techniques, and this does help. I really like it. I also want to thank the lawnmowers and the lawnmower guy for the added noise that we got during the interview. Appreciate that. And I want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? Be sure and join us right here next week on the Journey of Hope.